This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm doing great, guys. I appreciate you having me on the show.
Joe, I can never get enough of your Twitter handle and the header on it, the very top of your son waving to you when you're on television. It makes me laugh and smile every single time that I see one of your tweets. It's absolutely hilarious to me. It's great stuff.
Well, I appreciate that. It also makes me feel old because he's seven now, so he's grown up since then. So he's not a little kid anymore.
Yes. All right, tell me what you know. We know some about Andy Weidel because our studio is located probably – 4 miles from his childhood home right down the street here. But that being said, Andy Weidel professionally and what he did to make the Eagles better, you tell me.
Yeah, a lot. I think Andy Weidel is really bright, and his career speaks for itself, all those years in the Baltimore front office. And I think really what was interesting, kind of the way it was reported, when he and Joe Douglas came over from Baltimore to the Eagles, I guess that was about 6 or so years ago, to be part of their front office with Howie Roseman, they helped revamp the Eagles' scouting system and the way they graded players. It was kind of in a flux for a while. I mean, Howie Roseman's had a kind of a weird tenure in Philadelphia, successful but weird, because he was the GM post Joe Banner with Andy Reid, as Reid was kind of on the end of his coaching tenure here, and then Chip Kelly came in and basically kicked Howie Roseman out and took away all power that Roseman had. And then once Chip was out, Roseman got power back, and it was almost like he was starting from scratch again with all of this different thoughts on, like, all right, this coach did it this way, this coach did it that way. We needed, like, an Eagle scouting system, and that's when they brought in Douglas and Weidel, and they kind of adopted the Ravens way of grading players. And I would say, for the most part, it yields a pretty good result, especially in the last few years. Last couple drafts, everyone in Philadelphia feels like the Eagles have knocked it out of the park, and a lot of the thought has been that Howie Roseman has leaned on Andy Weidel and his scouting background in these drafts.
Yeah, how much power do you think Weidel had? I know you said that Howie leaned on Andy, but, like, how much say-so did Andy have? How much weight did he carry in the organization, let's say, the last 3 years?
So, I mean, Howie Roseman has final say on everything. I mean, these are Howie's calls, good or bad, and that's the way it is in Philadelphia. But I would say, just from what I have understood and kind of gleaned, that he was the guy he leaned on. When the Eagles were about to make a pick, or if they were trying to figure out, like, I'll give you last year, for example. The Eagles, basically 2 seasons ago, they had a terrible year, and they kind of tanked that last game of the season on Sunday Night Football, and it helped them move from the 9th pick to the 6th. They moved around the draft board there, and they eventually acquired an extra first-round pick. But, throughout that process, what came out was how much Andy Weidel loved Devontae Smith and kind of was grading those wide receivers that could be there, might be there. And the Eagles, and this is where Howie really comes in, figured, all right, we can move down and still get Devontae Smith around 10 or 12. We don't need to stay at 6, and they acquired extra picks. But I think the root of that was the love of Devontae Smith, and then the combination of Weidel saying, he's the best receiver, or, we think he's going to be really good. And then, Howie figuring out where can we get him. So it was a good marriage for, the last few years with Weidel and Howie, for sure.
Joe, did it ever get contentious at any point? Because it's well established what went down with the, at least according to the Philly Inquirer, what went down with the Jalen Reagor, Justin Jefferson debate, and Andy wanted Jefferson, and Howie ended up coming in and overriding him to take Jalen Reagor. Did it get to that point where the two of them were ever at odds or butted heads? And how did the relationship, I guess, end before Andy took this gig with the Steelers just a couple – or it's not even official, but will take the gig with the Steelers?
Yeah, I never heard any sort of headbutting between Rose and the Eagles front office. It's interesting, and I'm sure you guys have talked about this, like, the Eagles have become the front office everyone poaches from, whether it be, you know, Brown or Cunningham or Catherine Raichu. I mean, this offseason it's been crazy. Now Andy Weidel. So I think it's competitive in that front office. You know, leaks come out. Everyone wants to look good because they're all trying to be future GMs, or at least that's my interpretation of it. But I never heard of a story between Weidel and Roseman like butting heads. Roseman has butted heads with people before. But that one you mentioned, the Rager Jefferson, I don't know exactly where it all came down, but I'm sure that Andy Weidel was probably on the Justin Jefferson side. We heard scouts were, so I'll put Weidel in that group. The coaches at that time, at least from what we understand, I thought Rager was a better fit for the system. Obviously, it was a disaster of a draft pick, and Jefferson would have been it. So if you want to feel good about Andy Weidel, it seemed like he correctly assessed the better player there was Justin Jefferson.
Now back. Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. Joe Giglio, WIP in Philly. Do you see, and I don't know how familiar you are with Tom Donohoe, how much do you know him, but do you see Andy Weidel in – do you see Tom Donohoe and Andy Weidel? Do you see a lot of similarities there?
I do. Obviously, you know, their work, you know, Donohoe, what he did way back in the day, and then still with the Eagles front office until last year. I think it's interesting the parallels between those two. I can see that. I mean, Andy Weidel, I'm impressed by. I mean, I just – every time I heard him talk, in the last few years, the Eagles have made him available pre-draft, and – you know, you never want to glean too much into those or take too much away because they're not going to tell you who they're taking. But you kind of get a sense for the person, that the evaluator, what they look for. And I always sense that Andy Weidel, like, he just struck me as someone that was really sharp, understood the game, and really knew what he was looking for in certain positions. And then it's about, you know, obviously what your team needs and what kind of scheme you're going to run, and all that other stuff comes into who you actually draft and, you know, acquire when the draft comes. But I was impressed by him. I'm not surprised at all that he's getting this role. And I won't be surprised, guys. Look, I don't know. Maybe this is where he wants to be and he goes home and he stays there for the next 20 years of his career. But I won't be surprised if one day in the future Andy Weidel is running an NFL team. Not second in command, but like right there at the top. He's that sharp, and I do see some Tom Donohoe similarities.
Joe, you mentioned that you know, some teams have been poaching from the front office of the Eagles, and the Steelers not just interviewed Andy Weidel, they interviewed former director of player personnel Lewis Riddick, who was a personnel director of the Eagles. Do you think Lewis Riddick really had a chance, or was it just, you know, his persona of being on TV? From what you may have saw back of 2013 of him running the Department of Personnel, do you think he had a chance to actually be a GM of the Pittsburgh Steelers?
I think he had a chance. You know, Lewis certainly has had a really good career post playing around the NFL, whether it be front office, you know, director of player personnel for the Eagles at one point, and now all his time at ESPN. The one thing I would say about Lewis, and I don't know him personally, this is just a kind of a big picture view of just observing him. You know, I just wonder how he gets along with people. And then maybe it's just a TV persona. It just seems competitive to me, and he seems like he's, you know, and maybe, again, he's just being a TV personality and telling us what he thinks there. But I always think that GM role, that front office role, you got to play nice with every department, right? You have to figure out a way to make the analytics people get along with the scouts, get along with the coaches. It's almost like two different jobs, you know, actually acquiring players, making trades, but then you also have to do other stuff. And I've always wondered that about Lewis, just listening to him talk, give his opinions on the NFL. I don't doubt his knowledge. I don't doubt he's smart enough and sees the game well enough to be a GM. I just wonder about that other stuff because he's had a couple of interviews now over the years for different spots, different front office. I think Washington, maybe the Colts are involved in there, and obviously you mentioned the Steelers, the Bears, but he hasn't landed it. So I'm rooting for the guy, you know, part of the Eagles organization in the past, and I remember when he was a player. But I wonder about his future, if he's actually going to be that.
Joe, I'm just curious. I know everybody's worried about the Phillies throwing the ball all over the place like a little league team last night, and everybody's worried about Harden and who's going to be Embiid's wingman. So where does it register in the last 24 hours or so with a Philly sports fan, the departure of Andy Weidel? Are people worried that he was the guy, in fact, driving some of the big decisions behind Roseman or influencing Roseman like you talked about earlier? Or do they just look at it and say, well, hey, this is a good thing. The Eagles are developing guys that are moving on to bigger and better things.
Yeah, it's funny. So when Joe Douglas left to go run the Jets a few years ago, that was a big story, big conversation here. And people wondered, like, did the Eagles only win the Super Bowl? Did they only have that success because Joe Douglas was with Howie Roseman? And, you know, Roseman here he didn't come from a football background. He came from a law background, a salary cap background. So he always gets this moniker in Philadelphia. He's not a football guy. So Howie always needs football guys next to him at least in the eyes of the fan base. So this registered a little bit, but I think what really hit more is, you know, a year ago when the Eagles decided to move on from Doug Peterson, they kept Howie Roseman. Fans were upset. They wanted Howie out too. The owner of the team, Jeff Lurie, actually on record in the press conference the day they fired Doug, when talking about Howie and the front office, mentioned how well he stocks the front office around him, how he hires smart people around him, and that's part of being a GM. And he said the five names. He said, I think we have five future general managers in our front office next to Howie. And he reeled off the names. We played the clip the other day. It was like prophetic. It was crazy. Like all these people got these jobs this offseason, now including Andy Weidel. So I think there is a little trepidation, but people feel like, all right, I guess Howie's just going to hire three or four more people, and then 3 or 4 years from now, those people will be hired. There's like a trust now that he finds these front office people that he could put with him to help him out.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.